Dateline Kannapolis, North Carolina, here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers are back home for a six-game set with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Carolina League South Division. Another six-game set ready to go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream, kcballers.com. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. Ballers coming off of a very successful road trip, getting four wins out of six games up in Fredericksburg with the Fred Nats at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The Kannapolis Cannonballers swapping wins on Tuesday and Wednesday, coming out getting a bit of a win streak Thursday and Friday, with the Thursday game going 11 innings, still pulling out a 6-5 victory, and then picking up a big come-from-behind victory on Sunday thanks to a home run from Wilfred Veras. Fayetteville Woodpeckers coming off of a series split with the Carolina Mudcats out of the Carolina League North Division. However, both sides now summoned upon Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful Tuesday night here in Kannapolis. First game of six. We're about set and ready to go. Noah Owen, starter on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, will get us going here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Owen, the righty from Oceanside, California, delivers the first pitch of the ballgame. It's a curveball right down the middle for strike one to Quincy Hamilton, leadoff batter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. First pitch is at 6:02, 82 degrees here in Kannapolis. 0-1, another off-speed pitch inside to Quincy Hamilton, former Wright State outfielder. We'll move it now at 1-1. Owen the righty making another start on the year, his sixth start of the year, fourth at home. Pitch inside, we'll move now 2-1 on Quincy Hamilton, leadoff batter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Owen wasting no time, delivers a 2-1. It's another ball that's inside on Hamilton. We'll move now to a favorable hitter's count at 3-1. Logan Cerny, DH, awaits on deck. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, is in the hole for Joe Thon, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch swung on, grounded over to first base. Making the play is Wilfred Veras. He'll trot over to first to make the grab for out number one. It's a 3-U in the book for Quincy Hamilton here to lead off the ball game. Now Logan Cerny, DH, will dig in. Cerny at bat. Molina is on deck. Joey Loperfido, center fielder, is in the hole. He'll bat in the cleanup spot. Miguel Palma, catcher, bats fifth. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, will bat sixth. Owen's first pitch to Logan Cerny is inside, ball one. Now on Cerny, the DH in tonight's ballgame. Victor Mascai, first baseman, will bat seventh. Jackson Hallmark, second baseman, will bat eighth. Batting ninth is Kennedy Corona, the left fielder for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch swung and missed by Cerny. We'll move it now 1-1 on the Woodpeckers DH. Logan Cerny, the Decatur, Georgia native, one of the top prospects in the Houston Astros organization at number 25 overall. 1-1 off speed pitch in there called strike two. We'll move it now 1-2 on Logan Cerny. Noah Owen again making his sixth start of the year, fourth start of the year at home. He has faced off against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers twice before. His pitch is in the dirt, picked out by catcher Victor Torres, making another appearance here at Atrium Health Ballpark after a bit of a stint on the injured list. 2-2 count, one out here in this top of the first inning against Logan Cerny. Pitch from Noah Owen, swung on, lifted in the air, high and deep into left field. Trailing back is the left fielder Benjamin Bailey. Looks up, it's a fair ball, and it's out of here. It's a solo shot for Logan Cerny, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers now find themselves in a 1-0 deficit as Noah Owen allows a solo shot from Logan Cerny, former Philadelphia Philly farmhand, now one of the top prospects in the Houston Astros organization. 352 feet off the bat of Logan Cerny, 98 miles an hour on the exit velo, a max height of 69 feet. Nice. Logan Cerny, solo shot, gives Fayetteville a 1-0 lead here in this one. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, will now dig in. First pitch in there called strike one. Well, that's not the start you wanted quite if you're the Kannapolis Cannonballers and Noah Owen. Ditch in there called a strike two. 0-2 is now your count. Owen actually earlier this year had a 13 1/3 inning scoreless streak spanning over four games. However, since then he's allowed runs and everything. Pitch outside, 1-2 now your count. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop at the plate. 1-2 off speed just inside. Noah Owen not a fan of the call. Nonetheless, will move even now at 2-2. Molina, 6 foot, 182-pound righty from Santiago de Cuba, Cuba. 2-2 count, one out. Owen delivers the pitch. Swung on, lifted high, and foul over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful $2 Tuesday here at the ballpark. All kinds of tasty treats, cold drinks, available for just $2 tonight. 2-2 from Owen. Swung on, tapped over to first base. Make the play is Wilfred Ferras. He'll step on the bag for out number two. It's another 3-U in the book for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on offense. This will now move it to Joey Loperfido, center fielder. Left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis today. It'll go Benjamin Bailey, James Beard, and Chase Krogman. Wes Kath, Colson Montgomery. Wilbur Sanchez and Wilfred Veras make up the infield for Guillermo Quiroz. Loperfido takes ball one inside from Noah Owen at 87 miles an hour. Victor Torres behind the plate. Cannonballers getting a bunch of roster moves made today, getting Benjamin Bailey and Victor Torres back in the same ball game. Pitch inside to Loperfido. We'll move down 2-0 on the former Duke Blue Devil. Owen will set on the bump, kick the left and throw with the right. Another off-speed pitch right down Broadway. Move it now at 2-1 on Loperfido. Miguel Palma, catcher, awaits on deck here in this top half of the first inning. Ballers already trailing 1-0. Owen delivers the pitch. It's inside. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire. And Michael Corbett, Shea Graham, is your plate umpire in tonight's ballgame. The series opener of 6 between these two sides. 3-1, two outs. Delivery from Owen. Off-speed pitch is inside on Loperfido. It'll be ball 4. So a two-out walk now as the ballers will face off against Miguel Palma with a runner on first and two down. No Owen going back and forth with the outs and painful instances here as he led off with a ground out, solo shot, a ground out, now a walk. Palma's first pitch is low and inside, picked out by Victor Torres. We'll move it now at 1-0 on Miguel Palma. Noah Owen, 6'4", 200-pound righty from Oceanside, California. Four-pitch mix. He's got a four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, change. Runner going on the 1-0. Pitch is inside of the plate. Throw in a second is not in time. It'll be a stolen base for Joey Loperfido here in this top half of the first inning. So now runner on second in scoring position. Miguel Palma at the dish with a 2-0 count and two outs against Noah Owen. Owen looks in for the signs as Miguel Palma wiggles a bat over his right shoulder. 2-0. Outside, Torres unable to corral it. That'll allow the base runner in Loperfido to scurry over to third base in time. It'll go down as a wild pitch on the play. Now 3-0 the count on Miguel Palma here in this top half of the first inning. Woodpeckers already lead 1-0. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, awaits on deck. He's listed as an outfielder in the lineup, however, ends up at third base. 3-0 outside. That'll be ball 4 now on Miguel Palma. So now runners on the corners. Two straight free passes from Noah Owen. Already not quite the greatest of starts. And that'll now bring up John Eli, pitching coach for Kannapolis. Tyler Whitaker will dig in. He's got runners on the corners and two down. Already an arm warming for Kannapolis out in the bullpen. Looks like it'll be Chase Plimel starting to get warm out in the pen. Number 29, Plimel, is getting warm. 6'4", 205-pound righty from Nevada, Missouri. It's Noah Owen. So far, not the start that he's been looking for. He's only allowed one run. However, he's walked back-to-back batters. And now there's runners on the corners for Tyler Whitaker, one of the top prospects in the Houston Astros organization. Tyler Whitaker, the Las Vegas, Nevada native, attended Bishop Gorman High School. Apparently Snoop Dogg's son used to play at Bishop Gorman High School. He was a wide receiver, I want to say. Pitch is not in the zone to Whitaker. We'll move it now at 1-0. As for Tyler Whitaker, 20 years of age, third-round pick in 2021. Number 11 overall prospect in the Houston Astros organization. 1-0 from Owen is in dirt, picked out by Torres. We'll move it now at 2-0 on Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker did not have the series that he was looking for against the Carolina Mudcats. Went just 3 for 28 with 17 punchouts against the Mudcats last week. Pitch is inside now from Owen. 3-0 now, quickly the count. Owen seems like he's not got his command going tonight. He's issued no more than 2 walks in each of his previous starts. He's already got 2 in this one. He's 1 pitch away from 3. 3-0, fastball finally finds the plate. That'll be now strike 1, 3-1 now the count on Whitaker. Victor Mascai, first baseman, awaits on deck. 3-1 count, 2 outs. Runner going at first. Pitch from Owen. Fastball low and inside. It'll be now 3 straight walks for Noah Owen. And the bases are now loaded with 2 down for Victor Mascai, first baseman. Victor Mascai, first baseman, 6'2", 212 pounds from Marília, Brazil. It is first homer of the year back on April the 10th at this very ballpark. Off-speed pitch is inside. We'll move 1-0 now on Mascai. 21 years old. Signed an international free agent contract with the Astros back in July of 2017 out of Brazil. 1-0, check swing at the plate. He went around, says Shea Graham. Move it now at 1-1. Mascai last week against the Carolina Mudcats, 3 for 21, but he did pick up a home run, as well as a double and 5 RBIs. 1-1 low and outside. We'll move it now 2-1 on Mascai. Bases are still chucked full of peckers here in this top half of the first inning. Baller's already trailing 1-0 here in this one. Noah Owen on the bump, looking to get out of a jam. 2-1 count, 2 out, delivery. Swung on and missed by Mascai. We'll move it now even at 2-2. Plyme will continue to warm out in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, just in case things really get hairy for Noah Owen. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Owen delivers the pitch. Off speed, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Mascai punches out for out number 3. So crisis slightly averted as Noah Owen does walk 3 straight guys. However, he strikes out Victor Mascai for the 3rd out. And he'll send us now to the bottom half of the first inning. Ballers trail 1-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Series opener, Ballers and Peckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. James Beard will lead things off here in this bottom half of the first inning. Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers going at it, as looks like home plate umpire Shea Graham is coming out to have a chat with starting arm Brian Salgado. Looks like there's no rosin bag out on the bump, as Salgado needs a rosin bag out there. He'll go ahead and take one from the Cannonballers bullpen. They'll toss it back on the bump, and we'll get things going. James Beard will lead things off. Wes Kath and Colson Montgomery will follow in the order here for the Ballers in the bottom half of the first. Salgado with the blue glove delivers the first pitch in there for a ball one. 1-0 now your count on it. James Beard, the chef, leads things off. Center fielder Wes Kath, third baseman again, is on deck. 1-0 inside to Beard. We'll move it down at 2-0. Colson Montgomery making his first appearance back home since April 24th. He's in the lineup. He's in the hole batting third, the shortstop. 2-0 is in there, called strike one. 2-1 count now on Beard. Cleanup spot is Wilfred Veras, first baseman. Chase Krogman, right fielder, will bat fifth. Beard cuts on the 2-1, grounds it foul. We'll do it now even at 2-2. Krogman, the right fielder, bats fifth. Batting sixth is DH Colby Smelly. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth is the catcher, Victor Torres. And batting ninth is Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. James Beard on the bump, on the plate, I should say. Salgado on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-2, swung on and fouled back by James Beard. We'll keep it at 2-2 and do it again. Brian Salgado, native of Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico, Oregon State product, former Beaver, 14th round pick in 2021, is Salgado. 2-2, check swing at the plate. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire, Michael Corbett. We'll do it again at 3-2. Actually lists his pitching idol as Marcus Stroman, and says that's why he uses the blue glove, is because of Stroman. 3-2, Beard cuts on it and lifts it high into shallow right field. Second baseman in it, Jackson Hallmark, camps under it and makes the grab for out number one. James Beard pops out to the second baseman for out number one here in the inning. Wes Kath, third baseman, will now dig in for Kannapolis. First pitch to Kath from Salgado is a fastball outside. We'll move it 1-0. Now on Wes Kath, one of the hotter bats of the Kannapolis Cannonballer lineup. He's finding ways to get on base. Pitch is inside on the 1-0. Move it now to 2-0 on Kath. Currently on a 12-game reach base streak is Wes Kath. He's been finding ways to get on base. He had his hit streak up to 9 before it was snapped. 2-0 lifted high in the air left field. Trailing after it is the left fielder Kennedy Corona. Camps under it and it's fair, but it is caught deep down into the left field corner. It actually has no way for us to see it up here in the press box, Atrium Health Ballpark. Wayne Brothers picnic area juts out over there. It's kind of a blind call by both myself and Andrew Chapman, broadcaster for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, is in the house as well. So now two down as Wes Kath flies out to left field. Two down for Colson Montgomery, shortstop. The bright red batting gloves. First pitch is inside. Ball one now on Colson Montgomery. Salgado on the bump at the blue glove and the stirrups. 1-0. Swung on, fouled back here. And the press box will move it now 1-1. Ball just sailed over everyone's head here at the press box, Atrium Health Ballpark. Left to right in the outfield, it goes Corona, Loper, Fido, and Hamilton. 1-1 from Salgado. Hit up the middle for a base knock. Two out base knock for Colson Montgomery. A hard liner up the middle gets through, and it's a two out single for the Holland, Indiana native Colson Montgomery. He's on base now for Wilfred Veras, first baseman. Wilfred Veras, again, another hot bat for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch outside. We'll move it 1-0 now on Veras. 106 miles an hour off the bat of Colson Montgomery. A very hard hit ball up the middle from the White Sox number one prospect. 1-0 swung on, hit hard through the gap into left field. It'll be another base knock for Wilfred Veras. It'll be two straight singles here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Colson Montgomery now at second base. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, is at first. So now two on, two out for Chase Krogman, the right fielder. 105 off the bat of Wilfred Veras. So you had 106 from Colson Montgomery. And then 105 from Wilfred Veras. Salgado on the bump, delivers the first pitch to Krogman, and they're called strike one. And the Darting Prairie, Missouri native, Chase Krogman, the Krog Show. Digging in, 0-1 count, two outs, two on. Ballers trail 1-0. Pitch from Salgado outside. We'll move it now 1-1. Making his fourth start of the year this night is Salgado. 1-1 outside. We'll move it now at 2-1 on Krogman. 22 and two-thirds innings. He's got 23 punch-outs and 10 walks. Again, making his fourth start of the year, his seventh game in total. 2-1, swung on, lifted high, and foul here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll move it now even at Krogman on at 2-2. Last time out for Salgado. He actually got the win against the Carolina Mudcats. Six innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, five punchouts for Salgado. 2-2 count, two outs, bottom one. Ballers looking for some offense. Pitch is swung on, lifted high in the air, right field. Trailing after it is Hamilton. He looks up and it lands foul off the soft serve cart out there in the right field corner, but it is in foul ground. We'll have to do another 2-2. Krogman put a serious charge into that ball. However, it did trail just foul. Runner on second is Colson Montgomery. Runner at first is Wilfred Veras. Krogman on the 2-2. Swung on and fouled straight back off the catcher in Palma. Move it again now to another 2-2. Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have an infield set tonight. Tyler Whitaker, Leo's Danny Molina, Jackson Hallmark, and Victor Mascai. Miguel Palman, the catcher behind the dish for Brian Salgado. Oregon State Beaver, 2-2. Swung on and lifted high and foul again here at the ballpark. We'll have to keep it at 2-2. The big cheese, Colby Smelly, awaits on deck here in this bottom of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Salgado on the bump. Krogman wiggling the bat over his left shoulder. Here's a 2-2. Swung on, hit hard, and foul. We'll have to do another one at 2-2. Now at nine pitches in the at-bat for Chase Krogman. Two count, two outs. Plimel continuing to warm up in the pen for Kannapolis. Ballers trail 1-0. 2-2, swung on, lifted in the air left field. Chasing after it is Kennedy Corona. He's going to run out of room. Ball will land foul again. We'll have another pitch in this at-bat. Now 10 in total. It's a good fight at the plate from Chase Krogman. They're going to find ways to create some runs, get on base. Salgado on the bump. Krogman at the plate. 2-2 count. Two outs, bottom first. Here's a delivery. Swung on and missed. Pitch gets behind the catcher, and Palma has to scurry behind home plate, and he won't get there in time. Chase Krogman will reach on a strikeout wild pitch from Bryant Salgado. So Krogman does reach. Colson Montgomery is at third. Wilfred Veras is at second. But Queso Grande, Colby Smelly will now dig in with the bases chock full of ballers and two down in the inning. Seems like a recurring theme so far in this game. Two sides putting up bases loaded and two outs. Smelly cuts on the first pitch, lifts it high and foul. We'll do it at 0-1. Heads up over there in the right field terrace. Big foul ball headed your way. So Gatto working himself into a bit of a jam here in this bottom half of the first inning. 0-1. Fastball in there called. Strike two. 0-2 now your count. Confirmed it is a wild pitch on the strikeout, allowing Chase Krogman to reach. Bases loaded, 0-2 count. So Gatto on the bump taking his time, readjusting his cap. Blue glove, looks like a baby blue glove, kind of like Tar Heels. 0-2 is inside, we'll move it 1-2. Now on a Colby Smelly. Ballers, white tops, white pants, all blue caps. Here in this one, 1-2. Inside, it hits Colby Smelly in on the arm. That'll draw a run scored for Kannapolis. Montgomery will score. Veras to third, Krogman to second. So Colby Smelly wears one, but it does produce a run here in this bottom half of the first inning. We are tied here at Atriemouth Ballpark. We'll move it to a 1-1 game. Now Benjamin Bailey is due up. Not before a time called in. John Kovalik, pitching coach, will go chat with Brian Salgado. Benjamin Bailey making his return to the lineup. Will bat next here against Salgado. Base is still loaded. It's again Colby Smelly. Getting plunked with a fastball inside on the elbow. Benjamin Bailey back in the lineup. He was actually out for a little bit with a bit of an injury. Ended up going to Arizona to rehab it. Now he's back here at Atriemouth Ballpark for more action. Free agent signing in 2019 out of Vista Alegre of Panama. Pitch is inside, 1-0 now the count on Benjamin Bailey. Got an RBI, a walk, two punch outs on the year. 1-0 from Salgado. Fastball in there called strike. 1-1-1 is now your count. Victor Torres, catcher, awaits on deck. Bases loaded, two down. Bottom one, delivery from Salgado. Pitch is inside. Move it now at 2-1 on Benjamin Bailey. Looks like there is an arm warming in the pen for Fayetteville. Looks like it's Casey Ford starting to get loose. In case Salgado is unable to continue in this one. 2-1. Swung on, hit through the gap into shallow left field. Making a diving play on it is Molina. However, it's going to go down as a base hit for Benjamin Bailey. That'll allow Wilfred Veras to score. Krogman to third. Smelly to second. Benjamin Bailey advances on the play. We're going to wait on the scoring decision here. We're going to go with, I would assume it would be a base hit on the play. It'll be a base hit. The ground ball was hit really deep into the hole. Shortstop couldn't quite get there. It's a tough play. We'll do it now. Base is loaded again. Station to station go the ballers, runners. Now Victor Torres will dig in. First pitch from Salgado in there called strike one. So ballers all of a sudden now lead 2-1. Put up three hits in the inning so far. Two singles, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Pitch swung on and missed by Torres. We'll do it again at 0-2. Bases still chuck full of ballers here in this bottom of the first. Kannapolis leading at 2-1. Swung on and missed at the plate by Torres for a strikeout and a strike three. Here in the bottom of the first. But the ballers do get two runs here in this bottom of the first. Led to the top of the second here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 2-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as first pitch swung and missed by Jackson Hallmark in the top half of the second inning. Ballers lead 2-1. Chase Plymel, new arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Noah Owen already sees his ninth finish. Plymel out there delivers the 0-1, swung on and tapped foul by Jackson Hallmark. We'll move it now 0-2. Plymel entering in relief of Noah Owen, who's only able to make it about an inning of action. Plymel enters the ball game 1-1 with 6.23 ERA, making his seventh appearance of the year. 0-2 lifted high and foul. We'll do it again at 0-2. Seven appearances now for Plymel, 1-1 with a 6.23 ERA. 13 innings pitched. He's got 17 punchouts, just 5 walks. 0-2, swung on, grounded over to short. Colson Montgomery makes the play, fires over to first. It's over the head of first baseman Wilfred Veras. Going to go down with an E6 on the throw from Colson Montgomery, allowing Jackson Hallmark to reach first safely. E6 for Colson Montgomery is now Kennedy Corona. The left fielder will dig in for Fayetteville. Colson Montgomery picking up another error in the year. His sixth error already here in this 2022 campaign. Plymel delivers the first pitch to Corona. It's in there, called a strike one. 0-1 now your count. Decent lead at first for Hallmark. Corona cuts on the 0-1, lifts it high and foul. Do it again at 0-2 now. Chase Plymel favoring lefties against righties. He's a lot better pitcher against lefty batting than he is righty. Big tall 6'4" righty from Central Missouri. 0-2 on the way. Fastball is inside. We'll move it now a 1-2 on Kennedy Corona. Top of the order in Quincy Hamilton waiting on deck in this top half of the second. Plymel on the bump, delivers the 1-2, swung on, lifted in foul, heads up down by home plate as we'll keep it at 1-2. We'll have to do another one with Corona and Plymel. 6'4", 205-pound, 23-year-old from Nevada, Missouri is Chase Plymel, spent last year in the Arizona Complex League. 1-2, swung on, hit in the air, left field, that should drop for a base hit. Making a diving effort is Benjamin Bailey, can't make the grab. Rounding second, headed for third now, headed home is Jackson Hallmark. Throw comes in from left field, it's not going to be in time. It'll be a tie ball game for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers now. Kennedy Corona contributes with a double here in this top of the second inning. Hallmark scores on the play using the speed to get around the base paths with ease. Back to the top of the order now for Quincy Hamilton. Ballers pitching hasn't gotten off to quite the start they've been looking for here in this one. Through the first 9 batters of the ball game, they've allowed 2 runs on 2 hits. First pitch to Quincy Hamilton is in there, called a strike. 1-0-1 now your count. Hamilton grounded out to first base back in the first inning. Plymel on the bump in relief of Noah Owen, who's again only able to make it a single inning in this one. 0-1 outside. We'll move it now 1-1 on Quincy Hamilton. Owen's final line, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned. 3 walks, 1 punch out. Plymel on the bump. So far, a hit and a run. Still nobody out. Pitch is swung on and lifted high and foul. We'll move it now to 1-2 on Quincy Hamilton. 5'10", 190-pound outfielder from Centerville, Ohio. Fifth round pick in 2021 out of Wright State. One-two count. Nobody out. Here's a delivery from Plymel. Swung on, lifted in the air, right field. Chase Krogman makes the grab. Four out, number one. Throw comes in. That'll keep Corona at second base. It'll be an F9 in the book for Quincy Hamilton. He's now 0-2 on the day. Now one down for Logan Cerny at a solo shot back in the first inning. Logan Cerny, former Philadelphia Philly farmhand, now in the Astros organization, acquired in trade. And a home run back in the first inning. 0-0 first pitch, swung on and missed by Cerny. We'll do it at 0-1. Chase Plymel looking to get out of this top half of the second. 0-1 on the way. Swung on and missed by Cerny. We'll do it again at 0-2. Logan Cerny had a homer back in the first inning. He's, again, one of the top 30 prospects in the Houston Astros organization. Plymel on the bump. 0-2 count. One out. Top of the second. Tie ball game. Here's a delivery. Fastball in there. Got him looking. Ring him up. That is strike out number two on the day for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Strikeout number one on the day for Chase Plymel. It'll be now two down, top of the second for Leo's Danny Molina. Plymel delivers the first pitch to Molina. Low and inside, ball one, 1-0 now your count on Molina. Grounded out to the first baseman back in the first inning. Plymel on the bump, takes a peek at second and delivers a pitch. Fastball gets behind the legs of Victor Torres, can't find the ball. It trickles all the way back. That'll allow Kennedy Corona to advance to third base on the play. And we're going to go with a wild pitch on the play. So it will go down as a wild pitch on Chase Plymel, allowing Kennedy Corona to make it over to third base. It's now runner on third, two down. Ballers and Woodpeckers still tied at 2-2. Plymel on the bump, 2-0 count, two outs. Here's the delivery. Fastball in there called strike one on Molina. We'll do it now at 2-1. Waiting on deck is Lo Perfido. 2-1 lifted high and foul heads up in the right field terrace area. We'll do it now at 2-2 on Molina. Two count, two outs. Top second, ballers in, Woodpeckers tied at two. Delivery from Plymel is inside. We'll move it now 3-2 on Leo's Danny Molina. Lo Perfido again awaiting on deck. Runner on third is Kennedy Corona. Plymel sits on the bump and delivers a 3-2. Fastball, ring him up, got him looking. Strike three called on Leo's Danny Molina. It'll end the top half of the second inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in this one, but they do pick up the tying run again. We're still in a tie ball game here. 2-2 your score on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilbur Sanchez lead things off with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the second inning. First pitch from Brian Salgado outside. 1-0 now the count. Tie ball game, 2-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 from Sanchez. Lifted high and foul from Salgado, I should say. Back out there for another inning of action. 1-1 now your count on Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez will be followed by James Beard and Wes Cath here in this bottom of the second. 1-1 in the dirt, scooped out by the catcher in Palma. Moving now 2-1 on Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez from Caracas, Venezuela, La Chispa, as they call him in the clubhouse. This 2-1 is almost a brushback pitch. Certainly looked like one. Pitch is now 3-1 the count on Sanchez. Salgado on the bump. Looks like he just lost control of the fastball. Sanchez, not that tall a guy at the plate. 5'10", 160 pounds. Ball almost hit him in the head, though. 3-1 fastball inside, ball four. And that's exactly what the Kannapolis Cannonballers needed. There they take a leadoff walk here for Wilbur Sanchez. Now James Beard will dig in with one on and nobody out. James Beard popped out back in the first inning here in the series opener between these two sides. Pitch is low and inside to James Beard. We'll move it now to 1-0. Decent lead at first for Wilbur Sanchez. Beard wiggling the bat on the pitch. 1-0. Swung on, tapped, foul. Do it again at 1-1. Wes Cath, third baseman, awaits on deck here in this bottom of the second inning. Salgado, 1-1 count. Delivery to James Beard. Fastball upstairs. We'll move it now 2-1 on the chef. Ballers picking up two runs back in the first inning thanks to a hit-by-pitch from Colby Smelling and an RBI single from Benjamin Bailey. Runner going on 2-1. Pitches low at the plate. Throw to second. It skips by and ends up in center field. Headed third is Wilbur Sanchez. He'll advance on the play. Stolen base, and it'll go down as an E2 onto the play. Stolen base and an E2 on the play, allowing Wilbur Sanchez to advance all the way to third base. He does get credit for the stolen base, but he also reaches on an E2 here in this one. Now runner on third for James Beard. Infield is forced to play in as there's speed all around. Beard cuts on the 3-1, grounds it over there for a base knock. It'll be a base hit for James Beard, and the ballers now take the lead, 3-2, here in the bottom of the second inning. Wes Cath will now dig in. Ballers on top now, 3-2 in this bottom of the second already. A ton of offense here into this one. A RBI single from James Beard gives the ballers a lead here in this bottom of the second. Pitch swung on, he broke it bat up the middle, played by Salgado. It's picked up though by the shortstop. Molina makes the play, fires over to first in time. Four out number one in the inning. 6-3 ground out for out number one. James Beard though is safe at second. Sanchez does score onto the play. We'll now move it to Colson Montgomery with one on and one out. First pitch to Montgomery, swung on, lifted, foul, down the line and right. We'll move it now 0-1 on Colson. Singled back in the first inning in his last two games. Again, he missed some time in the lineup for Kannapolis. Returned to the lineup on a Saturday up in Fredericksburg. From there, he had five hits in two games against the Fred Nats. A big series for the Ballers, picking up four wins out of six against the best team in the Carolina League, the Fredericksburg Nationals. 0-1 lifted into the gap in right center field. It'll drop in front of center fielder Loper Fido and be a base hit. Rounding third, headed home is James Beard on the play. Slides in, he's called safe. Ballers pick up another run. It's Colson Montgomery with an RBI single here in this bottom of the second inning. Beard does score on the play. Ballers now lead 4-2 here in this bottom half of the second inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Didn't think James Beard was going to test the arm. However, he really kind of scurried from third to home. Really didn't put, it looks like, too much effort into it, but that's what we call effortless speed from James Beard. So now Wilfred Veras digs in with one on and still just one out in the inning. Salgado delivers the pitch. Fastball in there called strike one on Veras. Wilfred Veras had a four-hit day back on Saturday and a home run in Sunday's matchup against Fredericksburg. 0-1 swung on and missed. We'll move it now 0-2 on Veras. Veras tallied a single back in the first as well. Ballers putting together some offense here. They lead 4-2 with five hits. Veras cuts on the 0-2 and misses for strike three. Salgado picks up his second punch out of the day. That'll be now a two down in the inning for Chase Krogman, the right fielder. Well, I guess technically Salgado now has three strikeouts, as Chase Krogman also did strike out, but he did advance on the wild pitch. Fastball in there called strike one on Krogman. 0-1 now your count. One on the way from Salgado. Pitch in the dirt picked out by Palma. We'll move it now 1-1 on Krogman. El Queso Grande, Colby Smelly awaits on deck here in this bottom of the second inning. Decent lead at first for Colson Montgomery. 1-1 pitch is low to Krogman. Moving now 2-1 on the Krog Show. Ballers stringing together some offense here into this one so far. 4-2 your score here in this bottom half of the second. Salgado on the bump, delivers the pitch. Off-speed pitch to the dirt. Colson's going to test the arm of the catcher, Palma. Throw goes in a second and it's in time. Colson Montgomery tried to test the arm of Miguel Palma, the catcher, and it ended up not working out in his favor. He's called out on a 2-6 caught stealing on the play for out number three. So Krogman will return to home plate for another at-bat. We return here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers lead 4-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Joey Loper-Fido leads things off here in this top half of the third inning. Chase Plimel back out of the bump. Pitch is inside. Ball one now on a Joey Loper-Fido. We followed by Miguel Palma and Tyler Whitaker in the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, trailing 4-2 to the good guys, Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch is outside. We'll move it now 2-0 on a Joey Loper-Fido here in this top half of the third inning. Plimel on the bump, his second inning of action. Again, relieving the starter, Noah Owen, who's only able to make it through a single inning in tonight's game. 2-0. Fastball in there, called a strike one now on Loperfido. Move it 2-1. Former Duke Blue Devil, Joey Loperfido. He reached on a walk back in the first inning. 2-1 is gassed into left field through the gap. That'll be a base hit for Joey Loperfido. A leadoff single here in this top half of the third inning. Now Miguel Palma, catcher, will dig in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Miguel Palma, again, one of those three walks that was issued by Noah Owen back in the first inning. Plimel delivers the pitch inside, ball one now to Miguel Palma. Decent lead at first for Joey Loperfido. 1-0 count here in the top of the third. Pitch is delivered by Plimel. It's inside. We'll move it now 2-0 on Miguel Palma. Again, Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, awaiting on deck. Ballers hold a 4-2 lead. Also an advantage in the hits category, 5-3. Colson Montgomery already putting together a multi-hit game in this one. 2-0 lifted in the air right field. Chase Krogman chasing after it. It's going to be out of his reach and roll the wall. Rounding second head for third is going to be Loperfido. He's going to round third head home now. Relay throw comes in. Play at the plate is not made. Throw now into third. Trying to advance on the play is Palma. He's tagged out for out number one. Run does come across the plate. It's Joey Loperfido. So the Woodpeckers do get one run back. Score is now 4-3. Miguel Palma is credited with a double. However, he is put out on a 9-4-5 tag out. 9-4-2-5, I should say. 9-4-2-5, four out number one in this top of the third inning. Now Tyler Whitaker will dig in. Pitch in there from a Plimel, called strike one. 0-1 now your count. So nobody on base now for Fayetteville. Loperfido does cross the plate. Now 4-3 in favor of the Ballers. 0-1 cut and a miss by Whitaker. We'll move it now 0-2 on the Las Vegas, Nevada native Tyler Whitaker. Not the week at the plate that Whitaker wanted last week against the Carolina Mudcats. 0-2 cut unmissed at the plate. He struck him out. Chase Plimel picks up a punch out here in this top half of the third inning. It's Tyler Whitaker down on strikes for out number two. Now Victor Mascai, first baseman, will dig in. Victor Mascai struck out swinging back in the first inning. Ballers now holding a narrow 4-3 lead. Pitch is inside, ball one now on Victor Mascai. Plimel working quickly, 1-0. Swung on, lifted in the air, left field. Chasing after is Benjamin Bailey. He's not going to get there. It's off the very top of the wall into fair ground. Bailey will retrieve it, but it's a double for Victor Mascai here in this top of the third inning. He's now 1-for-2 on the day. Jackson Hallmark, second baseman, will now dig in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Jackson Hallmark reached on an error back in the second inning. Now runner on second and two down. Plimel delivers the pitch. It's low and outside. Ball one now on Jackson Hallmark. Fayetteville looking to tie the ball game. They would be able to hear the base knock from Hallmark. 1-0 swung on and missed for a strike one. 1-1 now your count on Hallmark. Midland, Texas native, 23 years of age, former Nebraska Cornhusker, is Jackson Hallmark. 1-1 count, runner on second is Mascai. Here's a delivery from Plimel, off-speed pitch, catches enough of the inside part of the plate. Moving now 1-2 on Hallmark. Kennedy Corona, left fielder, awaiting on deck here in this top half of the third inning. 1-2 count. Delivery is blooped into shallow right field. Going to be out of the reach of Krogman. He's going to have to charge in to make the play. Rounding third, headed home is Victor Muscat. And now Jackson Hallmark ties the ball game with an RBI single here in this top half of the third inning. Ballers and Woodpeckers brought the offense tonight in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kennedy Corona, left fielder, now dig in. Two doubts and another tie ball game on our hands now. It's 4-4. Pretty high scoring game so far, as both sides have gotten runs in each and every half inning, as now we got a pickle going. Headed to short is Sanchez. Now Veras tags him out on the play as Hallmark was caught stealing. It was picked off, caught stealing for a Jackson Hallmark. It'll go down as a 1-3-4-3 POCS in the book. That's a really odd way of riding out. That's the third out of the top half of the third. We'll go to a quick break. Be right back. Bottom third headed your way. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at 4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Chase Krogman pokes the ball into right field for the first pitch of the ball of the bottom half of the third inning. It'll be a first pitch single for the Krog Show. Chase Krogman here in this bottom half of the third inning. It's the second time he's reached base. This time it's a single for Chase Krogman, who's at first base. Colby Smelly, DH, will now dig in. Bottom third, Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at 4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Brian Salgado back out on the bump for another inning of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Colby Smelly digs in. He was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. First pitch from Salgado is in there, called strike one. Now on El Queso Grande, Colby Smelly. Decent lead at first for Krogman. Salgado delivers a pitch. Check swung on by Smelly. Lands foul and right in front of home plate. We'll do it now at 0-2. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, waiting on deck here in this bottom half of the third inning. Salgado on the bump. 0-2 to the plate. Swung on, tapped, foul by Smelly. We'll do it again at 0-2. Smelly again hit by a pitch back in the first inning. It actually produced a run. Did the hit by pitch. 0-2, swung on, popped in the air, foul, ground over by first base. Running after it is Victor Muscat, and he's not going to be able to get there. 0-2 will remain the count. Muscat nearly made a play on it. However, the ball drifted back under the lip where the warning track and the grass here at Atrium Health Ballpark actually meet, over by the first base line. 0-2 count now. Nobody out. Runner on first remains Chase Krogman. 0-2 from Salgado. Swung on, grounded over to short. Should be a double play ball. Molina flips underhand to second. Throw to first is in time. It's a double play for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It'll go 6-4-3. Colby Smelly is out. Chase Krogman also out on the play. So now two down, nobody on for Benjamin Bailey, who tallied a single back in the first inning. Benjamin Bailey again making his return to the lineup after departing with an injury earlier in the year. First pitch swung on and missed by Bailey. We'll do it now at 0-1. Bailey cuts on the 0-1 from Salgado, lifts it high and foul. We'll do it again at 0-2. Heads up over there in the right field terrace area. Close call over there nonetheless. 0-2 count, two outs. Victor Torres, catcher, awaits on deck. Bottom three, ballers and Woodpeckers tied at four. Here in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. Salgado delivers the 0-2. Skips in the dirt, does the off-speed pitch. We'll do it again at 0-2. Victor Torres again on deck. Bailey and Torres both returning to the lineup here for Guillermo Quiroz. Pitch is outside. We'll move it down 2-2 on Benjamin Bailey. Whole flurry of roster moves today. 2-2 count. Salgado delivers the pitch. Swung on and missed at the plate for strike three. That'll do it here in this bottom half of the third inning for Kannapolis. Ballers get a base runner but are unable to capitalize. The score remains 4-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Be right back with all the action here live from Kannapolis. Top of the fourth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at four. Kennedy Corona wasting no time. Swings on the first pitch. Grounds it over to second. Fired over to first in time by Wilbur Sanchez. Four out, number one. One pitch, one out already here in this fourth inning. Quincy Hamilton, right fielder, will dig in now. He'll be followed by Logan Cerny, the DH. Top four, Chase Plymel back out for another inning of action. Actually, looks like we also have Bowen Plague out warming up in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Plymel on the bump in relief of Noah Owen here in this top of the fourth inning. Pitch in there called strike one on Quincy Hamilton. We'll move it now 0-1. Hamilton 0-2 on the day. Grounded out and flew out in the first and second respectively. 0-1 count, one out. Delivery from Plymel off speed. Swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Chasing after it is Chase Krogman. He'll camp under it, make the grab. Four out, number two. It's an F9 in the book for Quincy Hamilton. Second time he's done that in this ball game. Now Logan Cerny, DH and wearing number one for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, will dig in. Plymel delivers the first pitch of the at-bat. Another fastball in there called strike one now on Logan Cerny. Looks like there is an arm warming for Fayetteville out in the pen. 0-1 count, two outs. Delivery from Plymel. Swung on and missed at the plate by Logan Cerny. He'll move in now 0-2. Leo's Danny Molina. Shortstop is on deck. O-2 count, two outs. Plymel delivers the pitch, swung on and hit hard and foul down the line there in left, keeping it 0-2. Can't quite make out who is warming in the pen now for Fayetteville. Top four, 0-2 count, two outs. Delivery from Plymel, swung on and missed at the plate. He struck him out. It'll make the tag. Will Victor Torres confirm the out? It's a 1-2-3 inning for Chase Plymel here in this top half of the fourth. Quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back in just a moment. Get you all the details on the fun here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tie ball game, 4-4 your score. You're on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in this bottom half of the fourth inning. Looks like it's wearing number 45, Miguel Ulloa on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Victor Torres now has an 0-1 count. Ulloa on the bump for Fayetteville. Delivers the 0-1 to the plate. Check swing at the plate. Did he go around? Looks like it will actually be catcher's interference on the play. Victor Torres will advance to first base on the play. They're going to call catcher's interference on the play, allowing Victor Torres to reach base safely. So now the nine-hole man in Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez reached on a walk back in the second. Also stole a base and advanced on an error. Now catcher's interference. We see runner on, nobody out. Sanchez swings on the first pitch and fouls it off. We'll do it now at 0-1. Miguel Ulloa, 6-foot, 184-pound righty from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. 0-1 count, nobody out. Delivery to the plate, swung and missed by Sanchez. Now quickly 0-2. Lola, so far, only two appearances on the year. He actually spent some time away from the team. Didn't make his debut until May the 1st. 0-2, fouled back. We'll keep it at 0-2 and do it again. Actually, Lola caught COVID around the start of the season, so he wasn't able to join the team until about May 1st. Here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Runner on first is Torres. 0-2. Off-speed pitch just low. We'll move it now 1-2 on Wilbur Sanchez. James Beard awaits on deck here in this bottom of the fourth inning. 1-2 count, nobody out. Here's a delivery from Lola. Swing and a miss by Sanchez for strike three. He'll be out number one here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Back to the top of the order now in James Beard. Lola, an international free agent signee in 2021. So far on the year, not too much of note. Two-thirds of an inning in both outings for Lola. Pitch is inside on Beard. He'll move it now 1-0. So Lola, not really a guy that's going to go the distance, so to say. Yola. 1-0 on the way to Beard. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. We'll do it again now at 1-1 between Beard and Miguel Lola. Wes Kath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom four, still a tie ball game. 4-4 your score here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Woodpeckers, series opener. 1-1, swing and a miss by Beard. We'll do it now at 1-2. Both sides with four runs. 4-4 your score. Six hits apiece as well as an error apiece in this one. 1-2 is low and inside. We'll move it now 2-2 on James Beard. Like a Bowen plague has started to get loose from the mound out of the bullpen for Kannapolis. 2-2, swung and a miss by Beard for strike three. Two straight punch outs now for Miguel Lola. Now Wes Kath, third baseman, will dig in. Kath 0-2 on the day. He does have a active on-base streak at 12 games, does Wes Kath. He had his hit streak up to 9 before having it snapped. Pitch swung on and fouled back. We'll do it now at 0-1 on the Scottsdale, Arizona native, Wes Kath. Colson Montgomery awaiting on deck. 0-1 count, two outs here in this one. Kath at the dish. 0-1 on the way from Lola. Swung and missed by Kath. We'll do it now at 0-2. Ken Westcath actually picking up his first home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer over at Seger Stadium in Fayetteville. Thanks to our senior season ticket executive Walker Brook. Actually was able to get that home run ball back. 0-2 popped up, major league pop-up in the infield. Chasing after it is Lola. It's going to fall in the infield. Nobody's able to make the grab. Now we got a pickle between second and third base. Torres, now Molina, the shortstop, has the ball. Flips over to Hallmark, still chasing Victor Torres. Torres can't outrun him, and he'll be tagged out for out number three here in this one as the ball ended up landing in the infield, just completely unplayed by anyone. That will be the third out of the inning. Quite a weird circumstance of events here. So Wes Kath does reach base technically. However, Victor Torres is out on a pickle. We'll head now to the top of the fifth inning here. Kannapolis, still a tie ball game. 4-4 your score, Ballers and Peckers, here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. New arm, Bowen Plague delivers the first pitch of the top of the fifth inning for strike one to Leo's Danny Molina. Now delivers the 0-1 for another pitch for strike two. Bowen Plague making his first appearance at Atrium Health Ballpark for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here as a baller in the white tops, white pants. 0-2 to Molina outside. We'll move it now 1-2. We follow by Loper Fido and Miguel Palma in the order. Bowen Plague just one appearance before today. 1 2/3, three punch outs. 1-2, tap foul by Leo's Danny Molina. We'll do it now at 1-2 again on the Woodpecker shortstop. Bowen Plague, St. Mary's College of Maryland product. 6'2", 212-pound righty, 24 years of age. 1-2, swung on, tap foul by Molina. We'll do it again at 1-2. 24 years of age from Jacksonville, Florida, the 904 area. It's a nice place down there, right on the river, St. John's River. Been down there for a football game, went to a Jags game a couple of years ago. 1-2 is inside of Molina. Count now will run even at 2-2. Jacksonville's a cool little town. There's a lot to do down there. Of course, they have Jaguars. They've got the Jacksonville Icemen, the ECHL team for the Winnipeg Jets down there. Got the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. 2-2, swung on and tapped foul by Molina. We'll do another 2-2 on the way from Bowen Plague. Again, 1 2/3, three punch outs, nothing else for Plague. It is his only appearance back on Sunday against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Straightaway defensive setup for Molina. 2-2. Off speed pitch, just off the plate. We'll move count. Count runs full on Molina. Three, two on the way. Swung on and tapped weakly foul down the third baseline. We'll keep it at the full count of 3-2. Molina 0-2 on the night. Struck out in the second and grounded out in the first. Loper Fido on deck. Plague delivers a 3-2. Inside on Molina. It'll be a leadoff walk here in this top half of the fifth inning for Molina. It's Bowen Plague's first walk of the tenure for the righty. Now Joey Loper Fido will dig in. 1-for-1 with a walk back in the first inning. Loper Fido, former Duke Blue Devil. First pitch from a Plague is a fastball upstairs. We'll move it now 1-0 on Loper Fido. We're number 36, center fielder in the lineup for manager Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. 1-0, runner fakes the going. Pitch is outside, moves now 2-0 on Loper Fido. Tough call. Now Victor Torres can come out and have a chat with Plague. Just trying to establish a bit of a game plan. Second mound visit of the ball game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this one. Again, 2-0 count. Nobody out top of the fifth inning. Still a tie ball game. 4-4 your score. Runner going on the pitch. Fastball gets in between the wickets of Victor Torres. Rounding second, headed for third is Molina. Throwing to third is not in time. Tag, and he's the... Oh, my. He ends up falling off of the base. Wes Kath makes the tag, and it's out number one. Stolen base on the play. And it'll go down as a 2-5 putout. At third base, what a play down there by Wes Kath to stick with it. As initially it looked like Molina, he does get credit for the stolen base at second. However, it goes down as a 2-5 putout for out number one. Wes Kath sticking with it defensively as the aggressive slide from Leo's Danny Molina pulls him off the bag, and now Loper Fido, 0-1 your count. 3-1 now your count, excuse me, as the count was accidentally cleared on the board. 3-1, fastball inside, ball four now on a Loper Fido. Bowen Plague now with two straight walks. However, one down and a runner on first is all that Miguel Palma's got. Miguel Palma, 1-for-1 tonight. He had a walk in the first and a double back in the third inning. 1-0 now the count on Palma. Bowen Plague continuing to make his Atriebelt ballpark debut here in this one. Already third different arm used by Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this one. Noah Owen actually unable to go longer than an inning into this one. 1-0 in there for a fastball and 91. 1-1 now your count. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, awaits on deck. Top of the fifth, one out, runner on second. Delivery from a Plague is inside. We'll move it now 2-1 on to Miguel Palma. Sun's still poking through here at Atriebelt Ballpark. Not a cloud in the sky on a bit of a toasty day. Not too bad, though. 2-1 swung on and missed. Now 2-2 your count on Miguel Palma. Plague kicks to the left and throws it the right. 2-2 swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Miguel Palma down on strikes. Four out number two here in this top half of the fifth. Now Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, will dig in. Tyler Whitaker, 0-for-1 tonight, the strikeout. He really had a rough go at the plate against the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch is outside, 1-0 now the count on Whitaker. Against the Carolina Mudcats, 3-for-28, 3 RBIs. But one walk and 17 punchouts. Not quite the series Tyler Whitaker's been looking for. 1-0 is low now. 2-0 the count on the Las Vegas, Nevada native, Tyler Whitaker. Victor Mascai, first baseman, awaits on deck. Ballers looking to hold on to this tie for the time being. 2-0. Swung on and it's a swing bunt foul down the third baseline. We'll do it now at 2-1. On Whitaker. Couple other games going on in the Carolina League tonight. Looks like we've got Carolina Mudcats leading the Town East Wood Ducks 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Augusta and Charleston going at it. Bottom of the first in Charleston. River Dogs lead 3-0 over the Green Jackets. Salem and Lynchburg still tied at 0. Swung on a miss at the plate by Whitaker. Now 2-2 the count. Salem and Lynchburg still scoreless in the top of the second. Top of the second in Columbia. Fireflies lead 2-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And actually, we do have one final as well. 2-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. It is another punch out on the book for Bowen Plague here in this top half of the fifth inning. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at 4. Headed into the bottom of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Don't go anywhere, folks. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Colson Montgomery will lead things off here in this bottom half of the fifth inning. First pitch from Ulola is low and inside. Ball one, 1-0 now your count. On to Colson Montgomery, Wilfred Veras, and Chase Krogman following in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 pitch from Ulola in there, called strike one. Montgomery, not too big a fan of the call, but we'll keep it now at 1-1 on the number one prospect in the White Sox system. Ulola delivers the 1-1. Check swing at the plate. Montgomery went around. He's not a fan of that call either from Shea Graham, our home plate umpire. Now with a 1-2 count. Don't know if it's frustration with himself or maybe frustration with the umpire. Nonetheless, Colson Montgomery showing some emotion. 1-2. Pitch in the dirt. Not able to be corralled by Palma. Nonetheless, it is a 2-2 count now on Colson Montgomery. It is off the plate. Count now runs full on Colson Montgomery. Looks like the Woodpeckers had a bit of a defensive switch. Go down here in the lineup. We'll get an update on that in a moment. 3-2. Fastball outside. Ball four. Colson Montgomery has reached base for the third time tonight. He's 2-for-2 with a walk into this one, and with a couple of singles and an RBI. Another multi-hit game for Colson Montgomery. Moving now to Wilfred Veras. First pitch to Veras. Fastball upstairs. We'll move it now 1-0. The defensive switch has been made for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Bit of a unannounced change. 1-0 swung and missed by Veras. We'll move it now 1-1. Looks like Victor Mascai is out of the ballgame. He's been relieved by number 22, Yuris Ramirez, in the order. Ramirez enters, and he's playing now at second base. Pitch in there now, 1-2 on Veras. Looks like Joey Loperfido is now at first base. And Jackson Hallmark, who is at second, is now in center field. Veras cuts and misses at the 1-2 for strike three. Now a strikeout for the first out of the inning here in the fifth inning. Now Chase Krogman, right fielder, will dig in with one on and one out. So just to clarify, Joey Loperfido is now at first base. Yuris Ramirez is at second, and Jackson Hallmark is out in center. Check swing by Krogman. He misses for strike one. All kinds of shifting going on in the defensive setup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Nonetheless, thankfully we have an official score that is on top of it over here. He's able to keep track of everything. 0-1 now, 0-2. Krogman swings and misses for strike two. Two count, one out. Krogman is 1-for-2 on the night. 0-2, swung on and missed for strike three. Will be the second out of the inning for Chase Krogman and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's now Colby Smelly, El Queso Grande, the Big Cheese, will dig in, DH. Looks like Christian Edwards is out warming in the pen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch up and in on Colby Smelly. He just gets out of the way. We'll move it now 1-0. Colby Smelly on the night. Hit by a pitch back in the first. Grounded out in a double play in the third inning. Fastball outside. We'll move it now 2-0. On Colby Smelly. Benjamin Bailey awaits on deck here in this bottom half of the fifth inning. Ballers and Woodpeckers tie at four here in the fifth inning. Series opener here in Kannapolis. 2-0, big swing and a miss by Colby Smelly. He'll move it now at 2-1. Decent lead at first for Colson Montgomery. 2-1. Fastball just in the inside corner. Count now goes even at 2-2 on Colby Smelly. Ulloa in his second inning of action. 2-2 count, two outs. Delivery to the plate and Colby Smelly. Fastball skips by the catcher in Palma. That'll allow Colson Montgomery to advance to second base safely. It will go down as a wild pitch, allowing Colson Montgomery to advance onto the play. Wild pitch. Now full count. Two outs. Runner on a second for Colby Smelly. Ulloa on the bump. Sets with the orange glove at his chest. 3-2. Fastball, low ball four. Colby Smelly reaches base for the second time tonight. This time it's a walk with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Benjamin Bailey, tall left fielder, will dig in. Benjamin Bailey, 6'4", 215-pound, 20-year-old from Vista Alegre, Panama. Spent some time last year here in Kannapolis. Ended up being sent down to the Arizona Complex League when all was said and done. Now he's back here in Kannapolis looking to get some more action in the lineup for Guillermo Quiroz. Pitch is low and outside. 1-0 now your count on Benjamin Bailey. Runners on second and first. Ballers looking to break the tie. 4-4 your score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lola delivers the pitch to Bailey. Fastball, low and outside. We'll move it now 2-0 on Bailey. Victor Torres, catcher awaiting on deck. Lola sets on the bump. He'll kick with the left and throw with the right. Delivery on the way. Swung and missed by Bailey. Nice pitch by Miguel Ulloa. We'll do it again now at 2-1. On the way. Swung on, lifted high, and foul by Bailey. We'll have to do another one at 2-2. Two count, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at four in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted high, and foul here over everyone's head here at the ballpark. We'll do another one at 2-2. Runner on second is Colson Montgomery. Colby Smelly is at first. 2-2 on the way from Ulloa. Fastball inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three for out number three. Benjamin Bailey down on strikes the second time tonight. That'll end the bottom half of the fifth. We remain scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Headed into the top of the sixth inning. Ballers and Woodpeckers still tied. You're on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Yuris Ramirez will lead things off here in the top of the sixth inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as first pitch of the inning from Bowen Plague is in the dirt, picked out by Victor Torres. We'll move it now 1-0 on Yuris Ramirez. Enters in a bit of a pinch hit situation. Victor Biscay has been pulled from this ball game as Plague still on the mound. 1-0 swung on and tapped. It's a foul ball. We'll do it out at 1-1. Plague on the bump. Delivers the 1-1 to Ramirez. Swung on, hit hard over to third base. Making a backhand stop is Westcath. Fired over to first in time. Four out, number one. Nice play by Westcath. 5-3 ground out. Four out, number one. Now Jackson Hallmark, the center fielder, will dig in. Started the game at second base. Now finds himself in center field here in the lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Still a tie ball game. 4-4 your score. Here in this one, Christian Edwards continuing to warm up out in the pen as pitch is in there, called strike one on Hallmark. 0-1 now your count. Hallmark reached on an error back in the second. He had a single in the third as well. Plague delivers the 0-1. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. Do it again at 0-2. Kennedy Corona waits on deck. Plague delivers the 0-2. It's in the dirt, picked out by Victor Torres. We'll do it again at 1-2. Sun starting to slowly fade out here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Wind pretty calm tonight. 1-2 on the way from Plague. Swung on and hit off the foot of Jackson Hallmark. Can't be a comfortable play there. Hallmark will have to walk it off and see if he'll be able to tough it out. Here to continue the at-bat, 1-2, now your count. Jackson Hallmark again is 1-for-2 on the day. Former Nebraska Cornhusker is Jackson Hallmark. Midland High School in Midland, Texas, 23 years of age. All Big Ten first team in his final season at Nebraska. 1-2, he gets him looking, does Bowen Plague, four out number two. Man, Bowen Plague, so far so good, as he'll be rewarded with a little more rest. Guillermo Quiros will pull Bowen Plague. That'll be in the end of the ballgame for the righty. Christian Edwards will enter the ballgame. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers and Woodpeckers still tied at four. New arm of the way, it's Chetty Christian Edwards on the bump. New arm of the bump, it's Chedwards, Christian Edwards on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here. The top half of the sixth inning, Bowen Plague is relieved by Christian Edwards. First pitch to Kennedy Corona is inside. We'll go now 1-0 on Kennedy Corona, the nine-hole man. Two outs, top of the sixth inning, tie ball game. Ballers and Woodpeckers at 4-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Corona cuts on the 1-0, lifts it high and foul, heads up here in the seating bowl as we hear the thud from down below. We'll keep it now at 1-1. Kennedy Corona so far in the night, 1-for-2. He doubled back in the second inning. Actually acquired in a trade with the New York Mets back in 2019. It was a Jake Marisnik trade. Kennedy Corona acquired in that deal. 1-1 on the way. Fastball outside. We'll move it now 2-1 on Corona. Christian Edwards, 6'3", 205-pound, 23-year-old, 11th-round selection from Columbia, South Carolina, former Jacksonville State righty. 2-1, foul back. We'll do it again at 2-2. Fastball slider splitter for Christian Edwards. He's got a 6 ERA in 6 innings. Opponents batting 300 against the righty Chedwards. Christian Edwards, 2-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted in the air. Right field should be playable, though. Chase Krogman will camp under it. Has it in his eyes and has it in his hands. Four out number three here in this top half of the six. We'll take a quick break. Here at the Ballers Baseball Network gets you all the details, all the fun here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. Tie game, 4-4 here in the series opener. Victor Torres, Wilbur Sanchez, and James Beard due up here in this bottom half of the sixth inning. First pitch of the inning from Miguel Ulloa is swung on and lifted high and foul here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it again at 0-1. Victor Torres, so far on the night, he reached back in the fourth inning on a catcher's interference call. 0-1 swung on and tapped foul by Torres. We'll do it again at 0-2. Again, Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Here in this bottom half of the sixth inning, tie ball game. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied 4-4. Ulloa on the bump. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss by Torres for strike three. It'll go down as a swing and a miss for strike three. We'll do it now with one out, nobody on base for Wilbur Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez reached on a walk back in the second. He struck out swinging back in the fourth inning. Again, Miguel Ulloa back out for another inning of action. First pitch well up and away on a Sanchez. 1-0 now your count. James Beard awaiting on deck. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at four here in this one. 1-0 count will be on the way from Ulloa. Here's the delivery. Swung on and tapped foul by Sanchez. We'll move it now 1-1. Sanchez La Chispa having to move back over to second base. Now that Colson Montgomery is back in the lineup consistently at short. 1-1 count, one out. Delivery swung and a miss by Sanchez. We'll move it now 1-2 on Wilbur. Stolen bag is well back in the second inning for Wilbur Sanchez. Miguel Ulloa so far, so good. 47th pitch of his outing is outside. We'll move now 2-2 on Wilbur Sanchez. So far for Miguel Ulloa through 2 1/3, one hit, 6 punchouts, 2 walks on the night. And a pretty solid night on the bump for Fayetteville Woodpeckers arms. 2-2, fastball well up and in, plunks Wilbur Sanchez on the arm. It'll be a free pass issue to Wilbur Sanchez. It's the painful variety, though. It's a hit by pitch. It'll now be James Beard stepping in with a runner on and one out. James Beard singled back in the second inning, struck out in the fourth. Had a pop out as well back in the first. Decent lead at first for La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, runner going on the pitch. Fastball inside on Beard. They're not even going to try to make the throw over there as they're going to give a stolen base to Wilbur Sanchez. Now runner in a scoring position and one down for the chef, James Beard. One-oh count, one out. Wes Kath, the third baseman, awaits on deck. 1-0 to Beard. Fastball in there called strike one on the chef. Sanchez at second base, already with 2 stolen bags on the night, causing havoc on the base paths. 1-1, swung on, lifted high and foul here at the ballpark. Heads up, everyone, and we'll move it now 1-2. Sun slowly starting to depart us for the day. Shadows starting to roll in. Nighttime setting here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Right field bar looking good tonight. Great night for baseball. Beautiful night for baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2 on the way from Ulloa. Fastball just outside. Moving now 2-2 on in James Beard. Looks like there is an arm warming in the pen for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Looks like it's Casey Ford out warming again, as he was warming earlier, but Ulloa ended up entering the ballgame. 2-2. Swung on, hit through the gap into left field for a base knock. And he'll stop at third, will Wilbur Sanchez. James Beard, though, is going to test the arm, and he'll run into second base safely on the play. It'll be a single, and then advancing on the throw for James Beard. He gets a single credited, and then the throw from left field, it looked like he threw it home in an effort to protect the run ability from Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez stays put at third base. However, James Beard advances on the throw. So now runners at second and third for Wes Kath, but not before John Kovalik, pitching coach for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, comes out and we'll have a chat. Again, it looks like Casey Ford, the arm warming out there for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6'6", 275-pound righty from Logan, Utah. It is Casey Ford, former Kansas State righty, getting warm out in the pen. John Kovalik has finished his chat with Ulloa. Now Wes Kath will dig in. Two out, two on, I should say, and one out. Dangerous spot here if you're Fayetteville, facing off against one of the better bats as of late for this Kannapolis Cannonballers squad. Wes Kath on a 12-game reach base streak as he's now seen it advance to 13. He technically reached base back in the fourth inning. Ulloa on the bump, first pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, right field. Chasing after it is Quincy Hamilton. He'll trail after it. Warning track, makes the grab. In comes the run from third. Wilbur Sanchez will tag home, and the Ballers take the lead. 5-4 your score now here at Atrium Health Ballpark. West Cats sacrifice fly. Thank you, kind sir. Gives Kannapolis a 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. James Beard advances to third as well on the play. West Cath flies out now. Colson Montgomery, one on and two out here in the inning. Montgomery wiggling the bat over the left shoulder. Fastball up and in. Now 1-0 the count on Colson Montgomery. He's got a two-hit day, two singles, as well as a walk back in the fifth. Montgomery with a bright red batting gloves, 1-0. Fastball up and away, now 2-0 the count on Colson Montgomery. Again, looks like Casey Ford still warming. Lola now has allowed the go-ahead run to cross the plate here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Montgomery cuts on the 2-0. He wanted to put that one into Salisbury. However, he swings and misses. It'll be a 2-1 count now. Wilfred Veras awaiting on deck. Again, another hot bat for Kannapolis. 2-1. Fastball low and away. We'll move in now 3-1 on the White Sox number one prospect, Colson Montgomery. James Beard at third base. Montgomery at the dish. 3-1 count. Ulola is now, he'll literally just run off the pitcher's mound towards third base. James Beard's going to retreat. Bit of a chuckle over there at third base from James Beard, saying there's no way you're going to get me. Beard darts like he's headed home. 3-1 fastball outside, ball four. Colson Montgomery has reached base now four times on the night. He's got two singles and two walks to his name here in this ball game. Now Wilfred Veras will dig in, but not before manager Joe Thon will come out and chat. Looks like that'll be the end of the night for Miguel Ulola. Casey Ford, new arm on the way for Fayetteville here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm in the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6'6", 275-pound righty Casey Ford as Wilfred Veras cuts on the pitch and misses for strike one here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 0-1 count, two out. Ballers with runners on the corners, a 5-4 lead after a couple of notable instances here in this half inning. Veras 0-1, he gets a sword, does Casey Ford. Move it now 0-2. As for Casey Ford, former Kansas State righty, enters the ball game. Third different arm used by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in this ball game. 0-2 to the plate, swung on and lined foul. Heads up over there by the roasted corn cart. Wilfred Ferras puts a line drive over there. Move it to another 0-2 count. Casey Ford added to the Woodpeckers roster back on April the 28th. Actually pitched 12 games out of the bullpen for Fayetteville back in 2021. 0-2 outside. Move now 1-2 on Ferras. Product of Bentonville, Arkansas. Bentonville High School, also played football in high school, won a pair of state championships. Did Casey Ford. 1-2 count, two outs. Delivery to the plate. Fastball swung on and hit hard and foul. Ferras fighting at the plate. We'll have a 1-2 on the way. Colson Montgomery at first base. James Beard is at third base. 1-2 count, two outs. Casey Ford on the bump, facing off against his first batter of the night. 1-2. Swung on and tapped foul by Ferras. We'll keep it at 1-2 and do it again. Chase Krogman, right fielder, waiting on deck. Here in this bottom of the sixth inning, Ballers and Woodpeckers going at it. Series opener. Here, first of six games between these two sides this week. 1-2, hit hard down the line in left field. Trailing after it is the left fielder, Corona. It's a fair ball. Beard will score. Rounding second, headed for third is Colson Montgomery. Wilfred Ferras will stop at second base. It's an RBI double for Wilfred Ferras. His hot streak continues, and the Ballers extend their lead now 6-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. James Beard scores. Colson Montgomery's third. Wilfred Ferras, another multi-hit game for this young man. Oh, my. What a hot streak Wilfred Ferras has been on. He's now got a multi-hit game in this one, a single and a double. He's now got seven multi-hit games on the year. Extends his hit streak to now eight straight. As now Krogman will dig in. Two on and two out. First pitch from Casey Ford, high and away. We'll move it now 1-0. It's now three straight games for Wilfred Ferras with multi-hit games. Krogman 1-0, two outs. 1-0, swung on, grounded over to second base. Making the play is Yuris Ramirez, fires over to first in time. Four out number three, but not before. Ballers tack on a couple of runs here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers lead 6-4 over the Peckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Quincy Hamilton will lead things off here at the top of the seventh inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers leading at 6-4, putting up two runs in that bottom half of the sixth inning. First pitch from Christian Edwards is low and inside to Hamilton. We'll move it now 1-0 on the leadoff batter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, former Wright State outfielder, fifth round pick in 2021 by the Houston Astros. Edwards delivers the 1-0, swung and a miss, now 1-1 the count on Quincy Hamilton. It'll be followed by Logan Cerny and Leo's Danny Molina in the order for Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization out there in Fayetteville, North Carolina, about a 2.5 hour drive east of us. 1-1 is hit in the gap in right center field. It'll be played by the center fielder Beard. Rounding first, headed for second is Hamilton. He'll get there safely. Throw came in from center. A bit of a close play. Nonetheless, it's a stand-up double for Quincy Hamilton to lead off this top of the seventh inning. Ballers have a lead 6-4, but already Fayetteville looking to threaten the advantage here for Kannapolis. Logan Cerny, DH, will now dig in. He had a home run back in the first inning. Logan Cerny, former Philadelphia Philly farmhand, leading the team in triples with three. He actually hit a home run in three consecutive games from April 9th to April 12th, including two leadoff homers, both here at the ballpark. At Atrium Health Ballpark, I should say. Pitch is inside, 1-0 now the count on Logan Cerny, Decatur, Georgia native. Grew up in Lawrenceville, Georgia, attended Parkview High School, played catcher in high school, but switched to outfield while playing at Troy. 1-0 fastball inside, now 2-0 the count on Logan Cerny. Christian Edwards, former Jacksonville State righty, is on the bump. They call him Chedwards down in the clubhouse. That's what he told me to call him up here as well on the broadcast. Again, appreciate you tuning in here on the broadcast, MILB.TV, as well as the free audio stream on kcballers.com. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. 2-0 outside. We'll move it now 3-0 on Logan Cerny. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, is awaiting on deck. Ballers do lead 6-4. However, tying run is at the dish. It's Logan Cerny, 3-0. Swung on, hit hard down the line and left. It'll get down and be a base knock. Benjamin Bailey will field and make the throw in, but not before Logan Cerny reaches first base safely. It's his second hit of the ball game. It's a single into left field. Hamilton will move from second to third. So now runners on the corners and nobody out for Leo's Danny Molina. Leo's Danny Molina, 0-for-2 on the night, walked back in the fifth inning. Grounded out in the first, struck out looking in the second inning. Again, the ballers so far had four different pitchers used tonight. Noah Owen, starter, only able to make it about an inning in tonight's ball game. Edwards on the bump, and not sure what exactly that was. Looks like time was called, and thank goodness it was. Christian Edwards, look, he tripped on his own 2 feet out there on the pitcher's mound. Would have been called a balk had time not been called. Christian Edwards doing his best impression of Dan Helody on a dance floor. 1-0 fastball inside cornered for strike one. 1-1 now your count. When I say I have two left feet, I'm not kidding. Or two right feet. I'm actually left-handed, so I think I got two right feet. Regardless, I don't dance. 1-1 the count now as Molina will get the pitch from Edwards. Fastball inside, moving now at 2-1. Top seven, ballers lead 6-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a week this is turning out to be here as we got a lot of exciting promotions going on. Literally not a game this week where we have nothing going on. Edwards, as the runner goes from first to second, he slides in safely. A pitch isn't even delivered, and it goes down as a stolen base for Logan Cerny. He catches Christian Edwards napping out there, and that'll be a stolen bag for Logan Cerny. Christian Edwards just had no awareness of the runner moving up from first to second. That'll now force the infield to play in. Runners on second and third. Tying runs at second. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, is at the plate. 2-1. Swung on, hit hard down the line in left field. Heads up over in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. We'll do it now at 2-2. Heads up down there. Hope everyone's okay. Hard hit ball down the line. Looks like everyone is okay. Of course, the Wayne Brothers picnic area, not an area over there where it's netted. And that ball was scorched down the line. John Eli, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, will go out and assume his power stance. Deliver some words of instruction for the infield for Christian Edwards. Ballers looking to hold on to a 6-4 lead here in this top half of the seventh inning. Again, all kinds of fun and exciting stuff headed our way this week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Education Day tomorrow, 11 o'clock first pitch. We'll have about 4,000 school kids here at Atrium Health Ballpark enjoying the toasty day it's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be a hot one here at Atrium Health Ballpark nonetheless. We're going to welcome about 4,000-plus school kids and have a great day here at the ballpark. 2-2 inside, now 3-2 the count. Thursday, we see one of my favorite instances here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're returning the Piedmont Bollweevils on a Thursday night. Rocking the Bollweevil tops, Bollweevil hats. Friday night, we're doing the pint glass giveaway. All kinds of fun going on here at Atrium Health Ballpark this week. 3-2, swung on, lifted high, and foul. Heads up over there in section 104, as looks like a couple of kiddos are going to go chasing after the ball. Looks like someone from 105 snuck over. That should be borderline illegal. If you're in 105, you got to stick in 105. No poaching other sections for foul balls. Full count, nobody out, two runners on. Ballers looking to hold on to the lead. Pitch is swung on and fouled back again by Molina. We'll keep it at 3-2. Good battle at the plate between Christian Edwards and Leo's Danny Molina. Friday, the pint glass giveaway. First 1,000 fans get a pint glass with the ballpark map on the glass. It's going to be pretty cool looking. Saturday night, really looking forward to that. On Armed Forces Day, got the camo tops going for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Post-game fireworks on Saturday night as well. And then Sunday, we're being overtaken and taken over by dinosaurs here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jurassic Ballpark coming our way on a Sunday. Full count from Edwards. Pitch is in the dirt, ball four. And now a bases will be chucked full of peckers for Joey Loperfido here in the top of the seventh inning. Christian Edwards walks Leo's Danny Molina. He's allowed a double, a single, and now a walk. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run is at first. Former Duke Blue Devil Joey Loperfido. He's one for one of the day with two walks as well. First pitch from Edwards. Fastball right down Broadway for strike one. 0-1 is now your count. Loperfido from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Played at Duke for a couple years. Seventh round selection in 2021. 0-1 from Edwards. Swung on, hit back to me here at the press box. I was going to make the play, I promise. It landed just over my window here at Atrium Health Ballpark, though, but I was ready to make the play. I don't even need a glove. I'm going to make the play. Contrary to what Trevor Wiltz said about Dan Helody last year, Dan Helody's making that play. I'm not going to fail under pressure. 0-2 count, nobody out. Christian Edwards on the bump against Joey Loperfido. Walks in the first and fifth. Time called at the plate. 0-2 the count now on Loperfido. Pitch to the plate from Edwards is a strikeout at the dish. Throwing a third, though, to try to catch the runner off. The off guard, I should say, is not in time. Nonetheless, strikeout looking for Joey Loperfido. First out of the top half of the seventh inning now for Kannapolis. Now, you really could use a ground ball, and Miguel Palma hasn't quite gotten a ground ball in today's ball game yet. But he is at the dish now, still bases loaded, one out. Edwards wasting no time. Palma cuts up the first pitch, lifts it high in the air into left field. Might land in foul ground, trailing into foul ground. Westcath, third baseman, makes the play. Four out, number two, immediately fires it in home for the safety play. So it's out number two in the inning. And a nice hard throw from Westcath saves a run there. That is a very nice play indeed. So now two down for Tyler Whitaker, the third baseman. Tyler Whitaker, So far tonight, 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. He had 17 total strikeouts in 28 at-bats in last week's series against the Carolina Mudcats, not the series that Tyler Whitaker has wanted. Pitch outside, 1-0 now the count on Whitaker. Looks like Fronder Veras has started to get warm out of the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this top of the seventh inning. Edwards on the bump, 1-0. Here's a delivery to the plate, swung and missed by Tyler Whitaker. 1-1 is now your count. Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, awaiting on deck here in this top of the seventh inning. Fans still holding out strong here at the ballpark. It's a nice night for baseball. Probably a cold drink night, though. You wouldn't want a hot drink. 1-1, swung and a miss. 1-2, now your count. There were a couple games earlier in the year where you could have had a hot drink, you could have had a cold drink. It really wouldn't have mattered. Tonight, though, you need a cold one. Maybe one of those slushies that we got down at the concession stands. Maybe just a cold Pepsi. You never know. Maybe more. You never know. 1-2 count, two outs. Tyler Whitaker on the plate. 1-2 from Edwards. Swung on, lined into left field. Benjamin Bailey chasing after it. It's going to be out of his reach. Hamilton scores. After him will be Logan Cerny. He'll score. Tie ball game now. Throw comes in home. Victor Torres can't make the play. And now Fayetteville with one swing of the bat from Tyler Whitaker. It's a bases clearing RBI double. And now Fayetteville takes the lead 7-6 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand kind of quick. Yuris Ramirez will now dig in as Tyler Whitaker, after struggling mightily last week against the Mudcats, and so far tonight kind of struggling at the plate, all of a sudden he's got a double and three RBIs to his name. Hamilton, Cerny, and Molina all score on the play. Now Ramirez with one on and two out. Edwards takes a peek, delivers a pitch. Swung on and lifted into left field. Should be playable for Benjamin Bailey. He'll camp under it and make the grab for out number three. But damage is done for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the top of the seventh. They take the lead 7-6 on one swing of the bat from Tyler Whitaker in this one. Bottom of the seventh headed your way, front first. We're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kick quick break on the Ballers. Baseball Network. Ballers have some work to do. Well, there's a stench in the air. I promise I took a shower, but Colby Smelly is at the plate for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Woodpeckers lead 7-6 over the Ballers here in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. Smelly at the dish. He'll face off against Casey Ford. Swings on the first pitch and hits it foul off the Atrium Health Ballpark sign. Thankfully, no hole is made in that very expensive Atrium Health Ballpark sign. Otherwise, we'd have had to give Colby Smelly a bit of an invoice, and that's never fun. 0-1 count, nobody out. Pitch from Casey Ford. Pitch in the dirt, picked out by Miguel Palma. We'll do it now at 1-1. We actually joked last year there was a Charleston River Dog. I want to say it was Heriberto Hernandez who actually put a hole in that beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark sign. And there were a lot of jokes made about, man, we're going to send him an invoice because that was an expensive fix. 1-1, grounded over to short. Make the play is Molina. Fired over to first in time. Four out number one. Colby Smelly is out on a 6-3 ground out to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, now dig in. 1-for-3 on the night is Benjamin Bailey. Benjamin Bailey, first game back since being activated off the injured list today. He's on the injured list for a better half of a month. Pitch inside from Casey Ford. He'll move it now a 1-0. On Bailey. Victor Torres, catcher, awaiting on deck. Pitch to the plate, swung on, lifted high, and foul by Bailey. We'll do it now at 1-1 on the tall left fielder from Vista Alegre, Panama. Casey Ford, 2019, he played for the Rockford Rivets in the Northwoods League. 1-1, grounded over to first base, making the play is Lo Perfido. Underhand flip over to first for the covering, and Casey Ford, out at number two, is in the book. It goes down as a 3-1 for out number two. Victor Torres will now dig in. He is 0-for-3 on the night, however, he reached on catcher's interference back in the fourth inning. Victor Torres, Humacao, a Puerto Rico native. Again, another guy back in the lineup. Returning today from injury. Pitch is swung on and missed by Torres. 0-1 now the count. Looks like an off-speed pitch from Casey Ford. Again, a tough pitcher to face. 6'6", 275 pounds is Casey Ford. 0-1. Swung on and missed now. 0-2. On Victor Torres. Bottom seven, Ballers still with some work to do, trailing 7-6 here in this one. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. 0-2 count, two outs. Four to the bump, delivers the pitch. Fastball is inside on Torres. We'll move it now 1-2 on the Ballers catcher. Rocking number 8 here in his return to the lineup. He was wearing number 13 on opening night. However, 13 now, the number of Nick Thornquist. 1-2. Swung on, lifted in the air into shallow right field. Should be playable, though, for the second baseman Ramirez. He'll have to take a couple steps back, but he'll make the grab. It's a 1-2-3 inning here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and Casey Ford on defense. Top of the eighth, headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Woodpeckers still lead 7-6 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thank you. 6'5", 185-pound righty, 23 years of age from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. It's Fronder Varas on the bump back in there for another inning of action. He's actually got the most appearances out of the bullpen of any Cannonballers pitcher. First pitch inside, ball one on the center fielder, Jackson Hallmark. He'll be followed by Kennedy Corona and Quincy Hamilton. 1-0 outside from Fronder Varas. Move now 2-0 on Jackson Hallmark. Varas, three-pitch mix guy. Sinker, slider, and changeup from Fronder Varas. Making yet another appearance out of the bullpen. 2-0 outside, 3-0 now your count. His 13th appearance on the year for the Santo Domingo Dominican Republic native, the unofficial closer of the Kannapolis Cannonballers bullpen. 1-1 with 3.77 ERA is Fronder Varas. 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway for strike one. 3-1 is now your count. Ballers still trail 7-6. However, there is still some time. Need to find a way to produce a couple of base knocks. 3-1. Fastball, another one right down the middle for strike two. Jackson Hallmark, not a fan of the call. However, doesn't matter what he thinks. Matters what our home plate umpire and Shea Graham thinks. Now count runs full. Varas on the bump. 3-2. Nobody out. Delivery to the plate. Swung on. It's corkscrewed over to second base. Making the play is Wilbur Sanchez. Fires over to first in time. Four out number one. Jackson Hallmark, first out of the top of the eighth inning. It's a 4-3 ground out. Four out number one. Now Kennedy Corona, the left fielder, will dig in. 1-for-3 on the night. Got to be one of the coolest names in baseball. Kennedy Corona. Just such a cool name. Imagine if your name was Kennedy Corona. Man, I would. That's an awesome name. It's just an awesome name. Pitch is inside. 1-0 now the count on Corona from Fronder Varas. Think of all the sponsorship opportunities you could have with the last name Corona. Be able to make some major bank. 1-0 count, one out here in the top of the eighth inning. Varas delivers the pitch, swung and a miss. 1-1 now your count on Kennedy Corona. Quincy Hamilton, right fielder, is awaiting on deck. Getting beautiful night for baseball. 1-1 count, one out. In the top of the eighth inning, ballers still trail 7-6. Pitch to the plate. Slider is inside, 2-1 now your count on Corona. A couple other games going on in the Carolina League tonight. Looks like Charleston has started to find their offense. They now lead 10-2 over the Augusta Green Jackets in the bottom of the fourth inning. Down in Charleston at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. 2-1 outside from Varas. Now 3-1 is your count. Salem Red Sox hosting the Lynchburg Hillcats up at Haley Toyota Field in Salem. 3-1 your score in favor of the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats. Myrtle Beach leading over Columbia 8-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning down in Columbia. Some high-scoring games going on in the Carolina League tonight. 3-1 foul tip at the plate. Now count runs full on Kennedy Corona. One final to give you as well. The Fred Nats drop another ball game. They've been on a bit of a cold streak as of late. They dropped tonight's game 5-3 to the last place team in the North Division, the Delmarva Shorebirds. 5-3 up at Purdue Stadium. 3-2 fouled back by Corona. We'll do another 3-2 between Varas and Corona. Carolina Mudcats trailing 5-3 to the Down East Wood Ducks over at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Bottom five, Mudcats do have runners on the corners, though, in two outs. Looking to produce some runs here. 3-2, swung on, lifted high, and foul by Kennedy Corona. Heads up over there by the roasted corn. Full count will remain for Corona. Varas on the bump, 3-2 count, one out. Corona and Varas going to battle. Here's the pitch, swung on, swinging bunt. Down the third baseline, Varas, the pitcher, tries to make the play, and he slips and falls. It'll go down as a infield single for Kennedy Corona. Varas, it's a tough play to make, and that's not really a easy play by any means. Varas, of course, too, being how tall he is at 6'5", it's a long way to go down, and the grass down there is a little slippery on purpose. Little tip trick given to me by Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper. It's a little slippery down there on purpose, just so the ball is able to glide a little better. Nonetheless, Kennedy Corona is on first base safely with a one-out single. Back to the top of the order now in Quincy Hamilton for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hamilton 1-for-4 on the night at a double back in the seventh inning as we're only in the eighth inning here. First pitch, the at-bat, fastball inside corner, nice pitch. 0-1 is now your count. Logan Cerny, DH, awaits on deck. Ballers looking to hold off the Fayetteville offense. Don't need to fall by anymore. Runner going on the 0-1. Pitch is swung on and hit high and foul. 0-2, now your count. Hit and run attempt there by Quincy Hamilton. Nonetheless, we'll have to do it all over again. Runner in Kennedy Corona will have to retreat back over to first base. 0-2 will remain your count. Baller faithful still holding strong here at the ballpark, enjoying a nice night. Trying to see if the ballers can come back down 7-6 here in this one. 0-2 in the dirt, picked out by Victor Torres. We'll move it now 1-2. Quincy Hamilton doubled in the seventh. Other than that, two flyouts and a ground out. Here in the top of the eighth inning. 1-2, quick check on the runner. Throw gets by the first baseman in Veras, loose into the foul ground area. Veras will pick it up. Rounding second, headed for third is Kennedy Corona. Throw comes in. Westcalf can't reach him on the tag. And at Kennedy Corona, it'll go down as an error on the throw from Fronder Veras. So one Veras to another, can't find the chemistry. Kennedy Corona will get all the way to third base on an E1. Now the ballers have a runner on third and still just one out left here to deal with. That'll force the infield to play in on the leadoff batter, Quincy Hamilton. One, two on the way from Vera. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Quincy Hamilton down on strikes for out number two here in this top half of the eighth inning. And now bring up Logan Cerny, the DH, who's got a two-hit night to his name. Logan Cerny, home run back in the first, two strikeouts in the second and fourth. Ended up with a single in the seventh inning, ended up sealing a bag as well. First pitch, the at-bat from Veras, fastball inside in the hands of Cerny. 1-0 now your count. Hit his first pro home run here at Atrium Health Ballpark back on opening day. Then he went on a three-game home run streak. 1-0 from Veras. Fastball outside, gets past the catcher Torres. He'll be able to play at the plate. He's safe. Tough play for Victor Torres. Pitch got by the catcher in Torres, Fronder Veras. It'll go down as a wild pitch on the play. Woodpeckers now will get another run on the board. Kennedy Corona slides in safely. Cerny still at the dish. Count will go 2-0 on the play. Woodpeckers now lead 8-6 as they get another run across the plate. Tough play there as the ball ended up bouncing back to the plate in time for Victor Torres to try to make it a diving stop. However, home plate umpire Shea Graham didn't think he got in there in time. Fastball outside now, 3-0 the count on Logan Cerny. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop awaiting on deck. Fronder Veras looking to get out of this jam. 3-0 fastball, low for ball four. Veras not a fan of the call on the mound. He is very displeased with the call here as looks like Wilbur Sanchez and Wilfred Veras are trying to go over there and tell him, hey, calm down. It's okay. Now John Eli, pitching coach, will come out and chat with Fronder Veras, try to calm him down. Again, a tough call there by our home plate umpire, and it's Shea Graham. And John Eli will go out, assume his power stance, and chat with Fronder Veras. Again, pretty tough situation here. One on, two out for Leo's Danny Molina, who's 0-for-2 on the night. However, he has also drawn two walks. As a whole, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have drawn a grand total of 7 walks on the night. Ballers, in comparison, have drawn just 4. I was told by Andrew Chapman that Sunday's game over in Carolina, there were something to the extent of about 13 walks in a single game. It's a lot of walks. Pitch in there, called strike one on Leo's Danny Molina. 0-1 count, two outs, runner on first. Fronder Veras looking to settle in. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded short. Colson Montgomery makes the play, fires over to second in time for the force out. It's out number 3 here in the top of the 8th inning. The Peckers do get one run here in the top of the 8th inning. Ballers still trail 8-6 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Take a quick break. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez, leads things off here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Swings the first pitch from Casey Ford and misses for strike one. 0-1. Now your count. Wilbur Sanchez, James Beard, and Wes Kath do up here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Ballers trailing 8-6, looking for some runs here in this one. Ford on the bump, delivers a pitch. Tapped over to first base, making the play is Lover Fido. Underhand toss over to first. He's off the bag. Wilbur Sanchez reaches first base safely, and Joe Thon, manager, is going to come out and chat, and he is not happy at all. Heavily objecting to the call here as Casey Ford covering the bag over there at first base. Couldn't tell from my vantage point up here. It was a close bang-bang kind of play. Nonetheless, Wilbur Sanchez standing at first base. Joe Thon, manager for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers right now, in a bit of a friendly discussion. We'll just put it at that. We'll leave it at a friendly discussion between Michael Corbett and Joe Thon. Now the umpires are going to congregate, and I can guarantee you one thing. If they reverse this call, Guillermo Quiroz is going to charge in like a raging bull from a third base, and he will not be happy. Umpires will convene, discuss the call here. Wilbur Sanchez still standing at first base. It is a very tough call there for umpire Michael Corbett. Now they're going to call Guillermo Quiroz, over from third base. Oh, my. This has potential to not be very good here as the two umpires both over to Guillermo Quiroz. Guillermo's rocking the white and blue Jordans tonight. Man, I am loving those. Those white and blue Jordans looking fresh. Guillermo's a big shoe guy. I as well am a big shoe guy. Guillermo's trying to get me to buy a pair of Jordans. I just can't shell out that kind of dough quite yet. I've got the Air Max 270s on, though. I'm feeling okay with that. Guillermo not thrilled right now with the peers, talking to Michael Corbin and Shea Graham. Not sure what the decision will be on this play. Casey Ford will take some warm-up pitches here to stay loose. Wilbur Sanchez is still at first base. The assumption is that he will stay put there. However, the two umpires are talking with Guillermo. Guillermo is voicing his displeasure over there along the third base path. Two umpires and Guillermo having a chat. Looks to be relatively civil. Guillermo doesn't look too mad. And they're going to call him out on the play. They reverse the call. Wow. That's absolutely outrageous. I've never seen that happen before. They completely reverse the call. Of course, there's no replay in minor league baseball, so there really isn't a easy way to go about it. But nonetheless, they reverse the call, and Wilbur Sanchez is called out on a 3-1 putout for out number one here in the eighth inning. Beard swings on the first pitch and misses for strike one. Guillermo Quiroz definitely not thrilled with that call, I'd assume. However, he kept his cool. Relatively didn't think that would happen. Wilbur Sanchez definitely not thrilled with the call. 0-1 is inside. Count now even at 1-1. Fans here at Atrium Health Ballpark starting to voice their displeasure. Of course, we're in the later innings. It always brings out some fun cheering from the fans. 1-1 lifted high and in foul ground. Chasing after it is Lo Perfido. He's going to run out of room. He can't make the grab. It won't go down as an error as it's a tough play. However, they will move the count now to 1-2. Count, one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers still trail 8-6 here to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the series opener. Looks like Tyson Messer starting to get loose out of the bullpen for Kannapolis. Beard, check swing on the 1-2 to go. No, says Michael Corbett. We'll do it again at 2-2. Now time calling, and our wonderful ball boy down there is going to go deliver some fresh new pearly white baseballs to Shea Graham. Wes Kath, third baseman, awaiting on deck here in this bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2 count, one out. Here's a delivery to the plate from Ford. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Michael Corbett. Count now runs full on the chef, James Beard. Now we got the Ric Flair cheer going here at Atrium Health Ballpark. All kinds of fun. Still holding strong here at Atrium Health Ballpark, hoping the ballers can mount a comeback. 3-2, swung on, lifted in the air into shallow left field. Chasing after it is Kennedy Corona. He'll camp under it and make the grab for out number two. It's an F7 in the book. James Beard has a two-hit night. However, he flies out here in the eighth inning. So now two out, nobody on for Wes Kath. Wes Kath, still just 19 years of age, 6'3", third baseman from Scottsdale, Arizona. First pitch swung on and fouled back by Kath. We'll move it now 0-1. Second round pick in at 2021 out of Scottsdale, product of Desert Mountain High School. It was actually kind of fun talking to Wes because, of course, the Chicago White Sox have a spring training every year out in Camelback Ranch in Arizona, which is more on the west side of the Phoenix metropolitan area, but Scottsdale is on the east side. So Wes Kath said, hey, I could just live at home during spring training. Not too shabby at all. 0-1 fouled back, 0-2 is now your count. Must have been cool growing up in Scottsdale, growing up around all that spring training and all that. Of course, if you're in the Phoenix area or all around there, or if you're in Florida as well, Tampa, Miami, all those areas all have an abundance of spring training as the pitch is swung on by Kath. The time was called, though, at the plate by Shea Graham. It's going to be a pitch clock violation on Casey Ford, so that will nullify that pitch. Count will move now 1-2 on Wes Kath. Fresh to new pearly white baseball for Casey Ford. 0-2, your count on Wes Kath, as looks like Shea Graham actually just completely waved off that pitch. He pointed like it was a pitch clock violation, though. It makes me kind of confused up here. Nonetheless, Wes Kath swings and misses for strike three. It'll be out number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Ballers here in the bottom of the eighth. Headed to the ninth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still some work to do. Woodpeckers lead 8-6 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Joey Loper-Fito leads things off in the top of the ninth inning. Fronder Veras back out on the bump. First pitch is outside. Ball one now to Joey Loper-Fito. Miguel Palma and Tyler Whitaker due up here in this top of the ninth inning. 1-0 count now on Loper-Fito. Veras back out there for another inning of action. First pitch is inside. 2-0 now your count. Veras silently voicing his displeasure. Not too thrilled with the call nonetheless. We'll move it now to 2-0. And 2-0 is inside on Loper-Fito. We'll move now 3-0. Again, these two sides will do business all week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., first pitch. Ooh, be sure you grab some coffee, maybe some lunch. Take an extended lunch break. Come on out here and enjoy an Education Day matchup. 3-0 fastball inside, ball four, leadoff walk for Loper-Fito. It is his third walk of the day here for Loper-Fito, as now Miguel Palma, catcher, will dig in. 11 o'clock first pitch tomorrow in the morning. Christian Mena, probably the hottest arm of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, will get the start. Pitch in there called a strike one. Mena gets the start against Nick Swanson for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Thursday, Tommy Summer against Rhett Koba. 0-1 is inside on Palma. We'll move now at 1-1 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers catcher. 1-for-3 on the night, doubled in the third. Struck out in the fifth and popped out in the seventh. 1-1 count, nobody out. Top of the ninth, baller still trailing 8-6. 1-1 from Veras. Check swing to plate, he went around. He sorted him, did Frander Veras. 1-2, now your count. Decent lead at first for Loperfido. 1-2 count, nobody out. Delivery to the plate. Fastball inside of the hands, and it looks like it actually hit Miguel Palma. Actually, home plate umpire and Shea Graham says it hit the bat knob. And now they're going to convene again. The umpires are going to convene and have a chat. Not sure if it hit his hand or the bat knob. If it's a bat knob that it hit, it'd just be a foul ball. However, hit him on the hand, he takes first base. They're going to say it actually did hit him on the hand, so it is a hit-by-pitch for Miguel Palma. He reaches base for the third time tonight. Now two runners on for Tyler Whitaker. Tyler Whitaker, 1-for-3 on the night with a bases-clearing RBI double in the seventh inning. Walked back in the first as well. Pitch in there called a strike one now on Tyler Whitaker, Las Vegas, Nevada native. Oh, one from Veras. Fastball upstairs now even at 1-1 on Whitaker. 11th overall prospect in the Houston Astros organization. Again, the Woodpeckers holding a total of 3 of the top 30 prospects in the Houston Astros system. Alex Santos, starter on Saturday. 1-1 lifted high in the air into shallow left center field. James Beard comes in and he'll make the grab for out number one here in this top of the ninth inning. It's an F8 in the book for Tyler Whitaker. Now Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, will dig in. Alex Santos, number 10 in the top 30 for the Astros. He'll start on Saturday for the Woodpeckers. Tyler Whitaker, of course, number 11. And Logan Cerny, two-hole man in the DH in tonight's ballgame. He is number 25. First pitch, swung and a miss by Ramirez. 0-1 is now your count. Houston Astros organization, if you look at their top 30, a lot of it is front-loaded. And by front-loaded, I mean a lot of it is in AAA and AA. Only 5 of the top 30 in high A. Only 3 in low A compared to easily double that in AAA and AA. Outside, 1-1 now your count on Yuris Ramirez. 10 of the top 30 prospects in the Houston Astros system are in AAA alone. Another 10 in AA, so that makes up 20 of the 30. So that leaves 10 prospects across 3 levels of baseball. It's not a lot of even distribution. Pitch swung on and missed, now 1-2 for Yuris Ramirez. Veras on the bump, 1-2. Fastball upstairs. We'll move it now 2-2 on Yuris Ramirez, who entered back in the sixth inning as a replacement for Victor Mascai. Two count, one out. Top of the ninth inning. Veras on the bump, two on. Delivery to the plate. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Frander Veras picks up another punch out here in this top of the ninth inning. It's Yuris Ramirez, four out number two. Now two down, and Guillermo Quiros is going to come out and chat with Fronder Veras. It'll be the end of his night. Looks like Jackson Hallmark will get to face off against Tyson Messer here in this top of the ninth inning. Quick break here. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the bump. It's about to get messy up in here. 6 foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old Tyson Messer on the bump. Delivers the first pitch in there for ball one to Jackson Hallmark. A two-pitch mix guy. That's all Tyson Messer needs because Tyson Messer makes things kind of messy. Fastball and a slider for the former Campbell Fighting Camel righty. Pitch is in there called strike one. Hallmark check swung on it and missed. Tyson Messer, 2-1 with a 9.95 ERA. 6 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 7 runs, all earned, 11 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Opponents batting 304 against Tyson Messer. 1-1 lifted in the area in right field. Chase Krogman chasing after, but it's tailing away from him. It'll land down on the wall. Scoring is Loper Fido on the play. Rounding third, headed home is Miguel Palma. Hallmark hauling over to third base. He'll be there safely. It's a stand-up triple for Jackson Hallmark. Add 2 more runs for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in this one. Now 10-6, your score. Fayetteville has the lead. Now Kennedy Corona, 9-hole man, will dig in. Jackson Hallmark now, the multi-hit game in this one. Has the toughest part of the cycle. Now Kennedy Corona, 9-hole man, will step in. Pitch is outside, ball one. 1-0 now your count on Corona. 2-hit day for him as well. Double in the second, a single in the eighth. 1-0 swung and missed by Corona. Now 1-1 your count. Again, fastball slider for Messer. Ninth round selection in 2019 out of Campbell. Actually of note, he hasn't given up a home run since April 29th. He almost gives one up there as the 1-1 is lifted high and foul. 1-2, now your count on Corona. Actually, the last time Messer gave up a home run back on April the 29th in Fayetteville, Quincy Hamilton. Solo shot in a 2-1 ball game. That game was a close one. 1-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Tyson Messer picks up a strikeout that was much needed. It's Kennedy Corona for out number 3. Well, the Ballers are down to their final 3 outs, and they're trailing by 4 runs. Let's see if they can put a rally together here in this one. Quick break. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Yeah.
focus on the final minute, make all of our time and time and we'll move forward. From the soles of your feet, every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay on the line until the final whistle blows. It is. You do that.
What better way to start the rally here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers than sending the number one prospect in the White Sox system to the plate? First pitch is in there, strike one from a Casey Ford to Colson Montgomery, who has a two-hit night to his name as well as two walks. He has reached base in every at-bat tonight. 0-1 the count. Here's a delivery from Ford. Another fastball low and outside. We'll move it now 1-1 on a Colson Montgomery. Wilfred Veras and Chase Krogman will follow in the order. Ballers trail by four runs. Nonetheless, we'll see if they can mount a comeback here in the series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. 1-1. Off speed pitch off the plate. We'll move now 2-1 on a Colson Montgomery. Holland, Indiana native, three-sport athlete in high school, played basketball, football, and baseball. 2-1, swung on, hit into the area in left field. Coming in is Corona, but he actually has to back up and make the grab for out number one. Colson can see the frustration in his face as he thought he got a hold of that ball. However, it's a hard fly out to left field for out number one. It's an F7 for out number one. Wilfred Veras will now dig in. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Solid contact, though, from Colson, and really a great day at the plate for him. 2-for-3 with two walks, two singles to his name as well. Pitch in there called strike one now on Wilfred Veras. Actually, Colson Montgomery and Wilfred Veras, both guys now are sitting at three straight games with multi-hit games. Veras, fastball outside, move now 1-1. Veras, four-hit day back on Saturday in Fredericksburg, had two hits in Sunday's game with a home run. And then tonight so far, a double and a single. 1-1 from Ford. Fastball inside. Moves now 2-1 on Veras. Krogman awaiting on deck. Veras wiggling the bat over his right shoulder. Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic native, just 19 years of age. 2-1. Swung on, tapped, foul. Heads up over there in the dugout. Looks like Bowen Plagey might have gotten plunked by that foul ball. Heads up over there. Looks like he made the grab, actually. Not too bad. Good work over there by Bowen Plagey. 2-2 count. One out on Veras. Here's a delivery. In the dirt, picked out by Palma. We'll do it now at 3-2. Again, Veras, 6'2", 180-pound righty-righty from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. One of the better batters in the lineup for Guillermo Quiroz. Full count offering from Ford. Swung and a miss until he struck him out. Now two doubts in the bottom of the ninth inning. Chase Krogman, right fielder, is the last hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this one. Chase Krogman has reached twice tonight. He actually advanced on a strikeout wild pitch in the first. Also has a single to his name. First pitch swung on and fouled back to me. Here at the press box, Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 is now your count. Ballers currently sit at just above 500 on the year, 17-16. With a loss tonight, they would move to back even at 500, 17-17. Fayetteville Woodpeckers would move to 13-21, still 8 games back of 500 baseball. 0-1 outside, 1-1 is now your count. Myrtle Beach starting to assert themselves as the dominant force in the South Division. They still do hold just a 1-game lead over the Charleston River Dogs. 1-1 outside, 2-1 now your count. Augusta not far behind at 20-13 entering tonight. 2 games back at the Pelicans. And it's a couple of games back. Ballers are 5 games behind in the South Division. Of course, the leader at the first half clinches the playoff spot that is ever so valuable. 2-1 swing and a miss now, 2-2 the count. It's basically the top 2 teams in each division each clinch a playoff spot. And at the end of the season, it's 4 teams all going at it for the playoffs. 2-2. Fastball inside, almost plunks Krogman in the leg. However, count just runs full. We'll do it again at 3-2. El Queso Grande, the big cheese, Colby Smelly, awaits on deck. Krogman at the plate, looking to start a rally. 3-2 count, 2 outs, forward on the bump. Here's the full count offering. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. And that's your ball game. Final score here, Kannapolis drops this one 10-6. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the Tuesday night series opener. We'll get you a quick look at some of the notable performances for both sides. First, for, of course, your hometown Kannapolis Cannonballers. A couple multi-hit games tonight, especially one for James Beard, 2-for-5 with an RBI. Wes Kath picking up another RBI as well as a 1-for-4 night, extending his on-base streak to now 13 games on the year. Colson Montgomery, he's got a multi-hit game in each and every single one of his appearances since returning from injury. 2-for-3 with an RBI, 2 walks. Veras, 2-for-5 with an RBI. Krogman, 1-for-5. Bailey, 1-for-4. Wilbur Sanchez, 0-for-2, but he did cause some havoc on the base paths, 0-for-2 with 2 runs scored on the night. Ballers go through 6 pitchers tonight. Noah Owen unable to last too long into this one. 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run, 3 walks, 1 punch out. Plymel, 3 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. No walks, which is a positive for Chase Plymel, and 4 punch-outs. Bowen Plagey, 1 2/3 innings, no hits, no runs, 2 walks, 3 punch-outs. Edwards, 1 1/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 1 punch-out. Fronder Veras, 1 2/3, 1 hit, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 2 punch-outs. And finally, Tyson Messer, just 1/3 of an inning, 1 hit and 1 strikeout. Again, Kannapolis dropping this one by a final score of 10-6. In tonight's action. On the other side, Fayetteville Woodpeckers do get a couple of contributors. How about Logan Cerny, 2-for-4 with an RBI, 1-for-4 night with 3 RBIs for Tyler Whitaker, one of the top prospects in the Astros organization, contributing with a big bases clearing, bases loaded RBI double back in the 7th inning. How about a 2-for-5 night for Jackson Hallmark and a 2-for-5 night for Kennedy Corona. Only 3 arms on the night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Salgado, Brian Salgado, former Oregon State Beaver. 3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Ulola, 2 2/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 3 walks and 6 punch-outs. And finally, Casey Ford going the rest of the distance. 3 1/3, no runs, 1 hit, no walks, and 3 punch-outs. A heavily effective outing for Casey Ford. Again, your final score into this one. Fayetteville takes this one by a score of 10-6. We'll do it again tomorrow, 11 a.m. first pitch. Be sure to come on out if you're available. It's Education Day tomorrow at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have about 4,000 or more school kids having a blast here at the ballpark. It'll be Christian Mena, 1-1 with a 2.42 ERA, getting the start against Nick Swanson, 0-1 with a 5.60 ERA. Again, final score here tonight, 10-6, but still plenty of baseball left this week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be sure to come grab your tickets. Come on out and have a blast with us here in Kannapolis. Again, from everyone here, Kannapolis Cannonballers, Dan Helody, as always, bringing you all the action here. Appreciate you tuning in on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream, kcballers.com. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And as always, have a blast. Again, your final score tonight, Fayetteville takes this one at 10-6. We have plenty more baseball left on tap this week. Have a great night, everyone.